हरे कृष्णा। इन द श्रीमद् भागवतम इट इज मेंशन्ड दैट द स्पिरिचुअल एक्टिविटीज हैव टू बी परफॉर्म्ड फॉर अ प्रोलॉन्ग्ड पीरियड ऑफ टाइम एंड कंटिन्यूअसली फॉर देम टू प्रोड्यूस प्यूरिफिकेशन एंड अवेकनिंग फीलिंग्स फॉर द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। देयर इज अ वर्स विच सेज श्रुत संब्रतयाचिरम। Kapila says in his teachings, Shruta Sampratya Acharam means one should hear the Vedic literature for a long period of time, he says. So what happens when one hears the holy name or the holy scriptures for a prolonged period of time? The prolonged hearing produces impressions. Like the child deals with the mother for a prolonged period of time, day in and day out. The child is with the mother all day. The child is bathed and decorated and dressed by the mother. Due to such continuous exposure between them, feelings develop. Similarly, Prabhupada says, prolonged exposure to deity form of the Lord, where one is decorating, dressing, ornamenting and offering bhoga, putting the Lord to rest. If all these things are done with great devotion and sincerity, and with respect and punctuality and cleanliness, then the deity worship very soon will awaken feelings in the heart of the pujari, the devotee. So in this way, prolonged exposure to deity, prolonged exposure to Srimad Bhagavatam, prolonged exposure to the holy name, and all these things awakens feelings and produces spiritual impressions. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyaihi Sevonmukhyah Jihvadav Swayameva Suratyadah. So this verse says that our senses are blunt and gross and dull and dead. So the senses don't have the ability to perceive Krishna. But having developed faith in the order of the spiritual master and developing faith in the holy name coming down in the Guru Parampara, when one accepts this with great transcendental faith and takes opportunity to have a prolonged exposure, then the result would be that one develops spiritual impressions and feelings for the Lord. Therefore, the acharyas have outlined the special festival days for fasting and for feasting. In the same manner, Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Yatane Palana Kori. Yatane palana kori means one should make an effort, yatan, not an ordinary mediocre effort, but a very special effort, pronounced effort, a specific focused effort on festival days to do some extra devotional service, because such days are bhakti janani. They produce bhakti in the heart of the devotee by prolonged spiritual exposure. And Ekadashi days are also counted in the bhakti janani days. When we chant more and more rounds, taking our time, taking our energy and exclusive attention, putting aside our other priorities for future, and that actually will turn out to be a great advantage for sadhakas who are really serious about connecting with the Lord and developing a very strong relationship with Him over the period of time. So the chanting of the holy name is the greatest gift for a sadhaka, which can be thoroughly exercised and utilized for awakening that type of prema by prolonged exposure. Harinam Prabhu ki.